Today we're building a rag-a-cut with warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the beginner-friendly way, in the arrangement view, for a drum and bass track. This is not about making a huge vocal lead or a super polished pop hook. It's about creating a short, attitude-heavy vocal chop that feels alive, rhythmic, and a little bit worn in the best way. Think of it like a call-and-response tool, a drop accent, or a transition device that gives your tune that raw underground energy. In DNB, that matters a lot, because the tempo is fast and the groove is already busy. If your vocal is messy, too bright, or too long, it will fight the kick, snare, and bass. But if it's tight, controlled, and slightly colored, it can make the whole arrangement feel more human and more memorable. So let's start simple. First, choose a vocal phrase that already has attitude. Raga, dancehall, or MC style vocals work really well here. You want something short, with clear consonants and strong vowel shapes. Don't worry if it's not perfect. In fact, a little roughness is good. Drag the sample into an audio track, and set your project around 170 to 174 BPM, which is a classic DNB range. Now open the clip and warp it if needed. If it's a longer vocal phrase, Complex Pro can help keep it natural. If it's more of a rhythmic shout or chopped vocal bit, Beats Mode can work nicely. For now, don't overthink the warping. Just get the phrase sitting roughly in time so you can hear the energy and feel the rhythm. A good beginner mindset here is to think in phrases, not individual words. You're not trying to build a full sentence. You're building a memorable shape. That shape might be 2 or 3 slices, or it might be 4 to 6. The important thing is that the vocal feels intentional. Next, start slicing. Place warp markers only where you need them, and keep the edit simple. Good cut points are usually at the start of a strong word, before a consonant hit, or after a tiny breath or gap. That little silence is actually useful, because it gives the vocal some bounce and space. A strong DNB approach is to make a one-bar phrase first, then duplicate it across 2 or 4 bars. Once it's repeated, remove 1 or 2 slices so the drums can breathe. That's a really important detail. Raga cuts work best when they are not constant. Let the snare and bass have room to speak. Now place the chops around your drum groove. If you already have a basic DNB loop, great. If not, build one with a kick, snare on the classic backbeat, and some hats or shakers for motion. Then drop the vocal in where it can answer the snare or lead into it. That call and response feel is a huge part of jungle and drum and bass culture. For example, you might place a vocal chop right before the snare, then another one right after the snare like it's replying. That makes the track feel like it's talking back to itself. Try this as a starting pattern. In bar 1, place a short chop on beat 3. In bar 2, put another chop on the offbeat before beat 2. In bar 3, leave some silence or let only a filtered tail ring out. Then in bar 4, repeat the idea with a small variation. Even this simple setup can already feel like a proper hook. Now let's give the vocal that warm tape-style grit. On the vocal track, EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't crowd the sub. That low-end cleanup is super important in DNB, because the bass region gets crowded fast. After EQ 8, add saturator. Start with about 2-6 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on. This is where the vocal starts to feel less clinical and more like it has been played back through a worn system, or bounced through a bit of analog-style color. You do not want to destroy it, you just want to round off the edges. Then add auto filter. A low pass around 8-12 kHz can soften the top end and make the vocal feel older, warmer, and less shiny. If the sample already sounds characterful, use less processing than you think. A lot of the time, the job is not to force character in, but to preserve it while tightening it up. If you want a little more roughness, you can add redux very lightly, but use it carefully. Just a touch. The goal is still to keep the words readable enough that the attitude comes through. Now let's add space, but in a controlled way. Use simple delay and reverb like dub tools, not like a giant wash. That means short, rhythmic delay and a small, tasteful amount of reverb. A good starting point for simple delay is an eighth note or dotted eighth, with feedback around 15-30%, and a low dry slash wet amount. For reverb, keep the decay short, maybe around 1-1.8 seconds, with a little pre-delay so the vocal stays clear. The trick here is to automate the send amount. Don't leave the vocal swimming in effects all the time. In the drop, keep it dry and punchy. At the end of an 8-bar phrase, maybe send just the last chop into delay so it throws into the next section. That kind of automation adds movement without muddying the mix. If your vocal tails are too long or too messy, tighten them up, you can use clip fades, volume automation, or gate if needed. For a beginner, the simplest move is often just trimming the clip boundaries and adding small fades. Fast tempos expose sloppy edits very quickly, so clean timing really helps the vocal feel professional. And speaking of timing, don't be afraid to nudge things by feel instead of relying only on the grid. Sometimes moving a chop a few milliseconds early or late makes it feel way more human, way more dubplate, way more alive. That tiny imperfection can be the difference between robotic and massive. Now we're getting into arrangement movement. Automate your auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, and delay or reverb send amounts across the song. Keep it simple. You do not need to animate every parameter at once. Even one filter sweep can make the whole phrase feel like it belongs in the track structure. Here's an easy arrangement idea. In the intro, keep the vocal heavily filtered, maybe only letting the mid-range through. In the pre-drop, slowly open the filter over 4 to 8 bars so the listener feels tension building. In the drop, bring the vocal back full and dry so it hits hard. Then in an 8-bar switch-up, pull the filter down again and let a delay tail carry into the next section. That contrast is powerful. A dry, punchy vocal hits harder after a filtered or delayed version. So think in terms of reveal and release, not just looping. Once you've got a version you like, resample it or consolidate it into a new audio clip. This makes arrangement much easier. You can see the waveform, duplicate it fast, mute parts easily, and keep your session cleaner. Resampling also commits the vibe, which is useful when the chain already sounds good. Now place the vocal into a full track structure. A simple DNB arrangement might go like this: an intro with filtered vocal and atmosphere, a build with more delay and fewer words, a first drop with dry chop answers to the snare, a switch up with stop start edits, and then a second drop with the same motif, but a slight variation. That variation is important. You do not want the vocal to become background wallpaper. Keep it as a motif. Repeat it enough so people recognize it, then change the last slice or two of each 8-bar phrase so the arrangement keeps moving. Before you finish, listen in context with the full rhythm section. Kick, snare, sub, bass layer, and vocal all together. Check whether the vocal is fighting the snare or clashing with the bass. If it is, clean up the low mids with EQ8, maybe around 200 to 500 Hz, and smooth any harshness with a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the effects are too thick, reduce delay feedback or shorten the reverb. Also check mono compatibility. Keep the dry vocal mostly centered, especially in heavier DNB. Let the delay and reverb spread out, but keep the main chop focused in the middle. That gives you weight and clarity at the same time. Here's the big idea to remember. A good raga cut is not about beating loud all the time. It's about being rhythmic, warm, and confident. The best chops frame the groove. They don't step on it. So for your practice, try making a short 4-bar loop at 172 BPM. Slice one vocal phrase into 4 to 6 chunks. Place the chop so they answer the snare. Add EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Use a little simple delay. Then automate the filter over the last 2 bars and make one small change in the repeat. If the vocal feels like it belongs to the drums instead of sitting on top of them, you're doing it right. That's the move. Tight timing, controlled grit, tasteful space, and a little attitude. Now go make that raga cut hit like it was meant for the rave.